Okay, let's begin today the minog of saying slichos during Chodesh Elul, or saying slichos the week before Rosh Hashanah. This is a minog. It's a real heavy-duty minog. And let me read you, just to talk about it for a few minutes. I didn't prepare very much for today, but let me just tell you something very interesting. The beginning in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah begins with the words, this is the Mechaber, Noyhagim lokum biashmeres loymar slichos v'sachanunim meroish chodesh elul ve'elach. Obviously the Mechaber is telling us the minhag Sfard, because the Mechaber is a Sfardi. But his nusach, it's very rare. Those that are Bekim and Shulchan Aruch tell us that it's extremely rare for the Mechaber to mention minhagim. The Mechaber doesn't mention minhagim. He only mentions...
Maybe it's a heavyweight
minhag. Yeah, so obviously it is. That's what it is. So he begins, and this is the lead-off. It's the lead-off halacha of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Noihagim lakum b'ashmeres. We wake up, the minhag is to wake up early b'ashmeres. Loimar slichos v'sachanunim me'rosh chodesh elul v'eiloch. From the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Elul, the Eiloch ad Yom HaKippur, which go all the way until Yom Kippur, which basically means 40 days. And it's very beautiful. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that this, we discussed this yesterday, because this is reminiscent of the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim to receive the Luchos Shniyos, and he even quotes the Pasuk, the Hevir Shef B'machneh. It seems like the Mishnah Berurah alludes to the fact that the Sfardim, this is the real Shefer, to say you don't need to blow Shof. If you really say Slichos, like instead of doing what the Ashkenazim do, we blow Shof, that's a cop-out. Why blow Shofar? Do the real thing. The real thing is to say Slichos, then you will be safe and secure for the Yom, the Ram. It's a reminiscent of the 40 days of Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shemayim to receive the Luchos Shniyos. They said, it was a time of tshuva, and then he brings the classic remez, ani lidoidi ulidodi li. The first letters of those four words are elul, and what are the last letters of each one of those words? Ani is yud, lidodi is yud, ulidodi, the last letter of each one of those words is a yud, li is a yud, four yuds. What's four yuds? 4 times 10, 40. So 40 days, during the 40 days, a person has to work. During Elul, Elul is not just a month, 30 days, but there's a 40-day process starting from Rosh Chodesh Elul. Ani l'dodi v'dodi doesn't mean the month. It means from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Elul through 40 days, which bring you until Yom HaKippurim, is a time when we have to come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu by doing tshuva, and the ultimate tshuva is to say slichos. I saw your beautiful drush. There's an expression called minog mevatel din. Okay, I don't have a good example for you, unfortunately, but I'm sure we'll come across this in our discussion. I'm sure you have heard that expression.
Yeah.
On minig is soap, have an example?
Tashlich
is a minog. Where's the bittle of a din?
Oh.
Okay, there are examples which
unfortunately.
I'm not sure. We need an example. I don't know. I don't know an example at this moment in time, but I'm sure over time we'll come across it. The only thing I know is a joke. I know a very big joker. He tells me jokes all the time. And he told me, I said, oh, you would learn minhag. Let me tell you a joke. He says, I'll tell you a joke about minhag, mevatel din. Because if you borrow money, you mechuyif to pay back. This is pashut. A ganef, a goslin, is the word, betzah, this is corruption in its worst form, to borrow money and not pay back. That's the din. The din. And what's the minhag? The minhag is, you borrow money and you don't pay back. So what do you see? You see, minhag is mevatel din. It's a bitter joke. But it brings out this, it just goes to show how far that this has penetrated. Minog mevatel din. So this is the drush, it's the beautiful drush. Rosh Hashanah is Yom Hadin, it's Yimei Hadin. So when the Mechaber begins discussing this chunk of Shulchan Aruch, of the Yomim Ne'arim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim, and the Aseret Yom Teshuva, and with the Sukkos, Yimei Hadin, He begins, the first word he says is Noihagen. Lokum biashmas. Why? It's a drush. Minhog. When you mekayim the minhogim, nevatel din. It will dilute. It will cancel the choimer of the toikef of the yimei hadin. It's a beautiful drush. That's because it's very rare. Go search, do a search on the computer, and take out one of these encyclopedias. Computer. How many times the mechaber says the word?
The word nohagin stop. Does it only stop by? It goes on in yisliha, so you can extend it to everything on Rosh Hashanah.
In this, all it says here is slichas. All he's focusing on over here, the mechaber, you say slichas. Okay, then after you go through the entire mechaber, then along comes the Ramah, and what is Ramah going to tell us? Don't get so carried away. Don't get nervous. Slichas the whole month of El Gevalt. How much can you really concentrate that much the whole month of El to say slichas? Hagah. Uminig b'nei Ashkenaz. We're just the Ashkenazim. Einai came. We don't say slichas. You say slichas today? You said slichas today?
Sure you did.
Yeah? How long did it take you to say slichas?
They say the same slichas.
They say the same thing all over the...
What?
Every day. They say the same slichas.
Every day?
Every day they say the same slichas.
They say the same
45 minutes?
They're up in the middle of the morning.
It's the same slichas every day.
The same slichas every day.
The only part that is as a
shoe
pesukim
for every day is
different. Okay, but the Ramah says, Hagah,
we're trying it tomorrow.
Uminog b'nei Ashkenaz einikain ela the eloch maschil. So here he points out this idea that instead of us saying slichas,
in the quarter of 23rd, there is a separate shulah. Rabbi
six feet.
Okay, let's continue.
Very nice with songs and very very exciting.
Okay, let's go further. Hagah uminog b'nei Ashkenaz einai kain. We don't do this. What do we do instead? Ella, maybe we could cop out. Instead of saying slichas, I have to understand that our shofar is bimkoim slichas. Ella
mirashchoidesh.
Ella mirashchoidesh velech mastilit koya. Achar hatila. We discussed this yesterday. Achar hatila shachris. The Yesh Mekomosh Toikim Gamkin Arvis. The Ramah brings down yesterday. I told you this. Ramah says the Yesh Mekomosh Toikim Gamkin Arvis. When the Ashmeres Loim Aslichas. When Biyoyim Aleph Shalif Neiresh Hashana. Minhag Ashkenaz, you begin to say slichos the Sunday before Rosh Hashanah. And if you have less than 4 days, you have to have at least 4 days. V'yim chal Rosh Hashanah beis or gimel, Rosh Hashanah on Monday or gimel. Then maschilum liyoyim alv shavua shalafonah, then you have no choice but to go back to the Mitzvah Shabbos before. Now why? Why do you have to have 4 days? We'll discuss the Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. But why dafka Mitzvah Shabbos? Why be Ashmeres HaBekas? That's so beautiful, Renes. Because in a regular year, when you have at least 4 days, 1 week, 4 days, 5 days, when Rosh Hashanah falls either on Wednesday or Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, so you begin to say the slichos on Sunday, Mitzvah Shabbos, and what are you laying the Shabbos before? Atem nitzavim hayoim kulchem. What is the word hayoim? Hayoim refers to you standing today. Give me 1 second, let me find you the exact remez. Atem nitzavim hayoim kulchem. Now the three words, atem nitzavim hayoim, I'm not a big matcha fan, but in this case happens to equal la'amoid l'slichos. Those three words, you stand today. You don't have to really say the word in gematria. You stand lifnei atem nitzavim lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. Hayoim is a reference to Rosh Hashanah. Every time it says the word Hayoim in Tanakh, it refers to Rosh Hashanah. But in the general context, it means that you're coming to stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu for judgment. Atem, you nitzavim hayoim. You stand today, lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. What's today? Shabbos. Mitzvah Shabbos is an extension of Shabbos. Or when it comes to Kadoshim, the night, when it comes to holy matters, the night always follows the day. So when you read in the morning, Atem Nitzavim Hayom, that's the trigger. That's the trigger to require you to prepare yourself that today, on this day, meaning the extension of the day, which is Mitzvah Shabbos, you're going to begin to stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and beg for your life to say Slichas. So that's a remez. We do it always Mitzvah Shabbos, Shavuos Shechalboy, and the remez is Atem Nitzavim. Now you're listening to your question about this year. This year we're not going to lay Atem Nitzavim Hayom on the Shabbos, so we're going to lay in already Hazinu. It's already going to be. It's going to ready. What's going to be? It's going to be Kisavo. So it's not going to be. You know how you mekayim the remez. So it says here in the sefer, you mekayim the remez by Shabbos mincha. Even though Shabbos morning you laying yitin al tzav by Shabbos mincha, you say atem nitzavim hayom. So mon of shach, one way or another, you're going to be saying the words atem nitzavim hayom, which is the trigger for us to begin to say tzichos the following night, which is an extension of the day. Okay, so basically all we presented over here is the sheet of the Mechaber. You say the Sfardim, beginning of Rosh Chodesh Elul. The Ashkenazim start with the Shua, the Shechalboy, Mitzvah Shabbos, Ashmeres HaBoker, at least 4 days, or the week before with the Remez. But you should be aware that these two opinions mentioned in Shulchan Aruch are only two of many opinions. There are other Mechalchim. Some had the minhag to say Slichos every Monday, Thursday. They didn't say Slichos every single day, starting with the whole Chodesh Elul. They said Slichos only on Monday and Thursday. That was one minhag. Another minhag was to say Slichos starting with the 15th day. You start saying Slichos on the 15th day before of Elul. 15 days, half a month. Half a month before Yer Hashanah is the appropriate time to begin to say Slichos. Other had a minhag to say Slichos Medavka on the, starting with the 25th day of Elul, because the 25th day of Elul was the creation, is the creation of the world. The world, the Aleph Tishrei is the anniversary of Adam's creation. Man was created on the 6th day of creation, and that was Aleph Tishrei. That means 6 days before the world was created on the 25th day. So that's another minute to say it on the 15th day, the 15th day. So that's based the 25th day. 21.
Is it minhag the last
3 are spied? No, it appears they were Ashkenazic minhagim. And it's just for some reason they're not practice. What?
Have you ever heard of any groups that exist today that do anything?
No. Well, Sfarashim, we know that they do from Rosh Chodesh Elul.
Yeah, but right. These last 3 things.
No, so a total of 5 minhagim. 5, all of the source here.
If you say Ani Le Dodi Ve Dodi Li is Rashid
Tevot
Elul.
And yeah.
First day of Elul is starting.
Is that Haschala? And the Yud.
Close to Hashem by Teshua, by Tachmunim, by Sinjikon, by this.
Yeah.
Therefore, Amechabet said, Me Rosh Chodesh Elul, we are going to Selichot, is.
You start with Elul and you go for 40 days. It's just a remez. Ayin Achanami, it doesn't work. You're right, according to that approach, it doesn't work. Now there's one more minute, which will be Iker minute. This comes from the Goyin. First of all, it's a whole question.
90% of the Mechaber Ramah holds. Accept.
Okay. Let's go further. Okay, now, really, I left this out. Where does the minhag really come from? This is a relatively speaking a new minhag to say slichos during the month of Elul. It comes from the goyim. We have high goyim, and if you look, the earliest mikra is the same minhag in the Machzor Vitri from Talmud of Rashi and from Rav High goyim. The ikar's man to say slichos is only during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and not to say Slichos at all during the month of Elul. This is a new thing, it's a modern thing. These 5 customs that we mentioned in the entire month of Elul, or the Shavuos Shechalboy, Mitzvah Shabbos, or 15 days before, or Chaf Hei Elul, or Monday and Thursday, these are modern innovations.
And then how do you throw Shofar into that modern?
Shofar, we mentioned yesterday, also is from a Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer comes from Pirkei, which is a Medrash. It's not mentioned though in the Goinim. Machzavichri. So Machzavichri is already a Rishon. Is a Rishon. So it's the advantage of the Shofet is. But even though there is no Makar for. It's in a way it's worse, in a way it's better. What we learned about Shofar yesterday, because on the one hand, it's not mentioned until the time of the Rishonim, Machzavichri. The Goyim make no mention of blowing shofar whatsoever. But on the other hand, this that's mentioned, Machzavichri, from the earliest sources from the Rishonim, has the Makor back from the Medrash of Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shemayim and they blew shofar to remind the people that don't do Averus, there should not be another thing that happens again. Slichos, on the other hand, there is no, it's mentioned earlier, we do have Makaris from the Goinim, before the time of the Rishonim, so going back a few hundred years, whatever, I don't know how many, 200-300 years more, whatever it was, going back, earlier source, but yet, even though it's an earlier source, it's not rooted in anything that goes back before that point in time. So, saying Slichos has an earlier source, but that source where it's recorded doesn't take us back even further. Shofar has a later source, but the later source takes us back to a Medrash which goes back even more. So you have to juggle what has more weight, what has less weight, but also what's interesting is Shofar was not accepted. Shofar is not, you don't blow Shofar. Stardom, you don't blow Shofar at all. Stardom, right?
No. Shofar?
Yeah.
I thought that there is someone
by you. You blow shofar?
No
shofar. The whole Chodesh Elul. Zero. Was not nispashay, period. But on the other hand, Slichos was nispashay over the entire Klal Yisrael to some degree. So, you see, dealing with Minhagim, it's a very interesting thing. It's a very important thing when the minig is nispash of the entire Klal Yisrael. Slichos was nispashay. So in that respect, Slichos is a much more powerful minog. And on the other hand, shofar, even though you may date it back to the time of a medrash, Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, but it wasn't espashet. It wasn't accepted. The haraya, a segment of Klal Yisrael, never did it. They never blew shofar. So dealing with minhagim, you have to. It's a big juggle. It's a big mix. Okay, let's stop here.